Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Josh Billings. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Josh Billings. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Tavener moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Rice reaches second base with a double. Tavener scores. Sweeney scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Krause and he is out, Calm applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Woodall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling strikes out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive towards short. Sissell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Com steals second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and has Com trapped. There's the throw to Geringer, who throws back to McManus, who tags Com for the out. Cecil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Billings reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billings moves to third. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sweeney strikes out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0 Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Metzler fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Metzler. Heilman moves to third. Grady Adkins now pitching. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Geringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Geringer reaches second base with a double. Heilman scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-1 in the game. Easterling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Woodall reaches second base with a double. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Billings hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodall scores. Billings moves to third. It's 7-0, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tavener hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sweeney bunts towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Atkins covering. Safe. Billings scores. It's 8-0, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Moore picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Sweeney goes all the way around to score. Rice moves to third. It's 9-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billings fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-2 in the game. Easterling strikes out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Billings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodall moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tavener hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Moore throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Sweeney trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer is hit by the pitch. Heilman moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0 for 3 in the game. Easterling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Easterling reaches second base with a double. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodall bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Easterling moves to third. One out. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Billings bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to home. Kraus drops the ball. Easterling scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10 to nothing, Tigers. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Tavner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Calm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Charlie Barnaby pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Charlie Barnaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-3, Tigers. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Metzler scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 10-5, Tigers. Lil Stoner now pitching. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Barnaby now pitching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Barnaby covering, for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields the ball and throws to Stoner covering. Safe. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Charlie Barnaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Barnaby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cecil moves to third. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 4 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 4 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. McManus moves to second. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Easterling strikes out. 1 out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby spins and fires to second, and McManus is picked off. 2 outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnaby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. 2 outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.